This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. It has been going on 6 years now since the recession ended, and I feel completely secure in saying the following sentence aloud to all y'all. In all of that time, never has there been a less anticipated meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee, because interest rates are staying right where they are. Chair Janet Yellen and her colleagues said again after their meeting and their statement today that they will be, quote, patient on tightening monetary policy. June is about the earliest we ought to look for anything. That as the economy and the labor market, again, using the Fed's words, are solid and strong. Not much more than a passing nod at the weakening global economy. By the by, next meeting is scheduled for the 17th and 18th of March. So go ahead, mark your calendars. As we told you yesterday, Apple had a very good quarter last quarter. All right, it was a great quarter. All right, it was an historic, crazy, insane quarter. They made, as in profited, $18 billion, much of it thanks to the iPhone. Turns out people really do want a bigger screen, especially in China, where iPhone sales doubled year over year. But just because it can't all be sunshine and light, is it possible that Apple is putting too many eggs in the iPhone basket? Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson takes a look.
Apple sold more than 74 million iPhones in 3 months.
This volume is hard to comprehend.
Yes, it is, Tim Cook, Apple CEO. So let him break that down for you.
On average, we sold over 34,000 iPhones every hour, 24 hours a day, every day of the quarter.
That's a lot of phones. So high fives all around?
The iPhone 6 was a great success, but how long can it last, and what is going to be the follow-up?
Michael Abuhofsky isn't trying to be a Debbie Downer. He's an Apple shareholder and the portfolio manager of Concert Wealth Management.
Even though the Mac sales are doing well, we have a situation where 70% of the revenues of a very large company are driven by single product line.
And that concerns him long term. Companies that generate most of their sales from one product can be risky, says J.P. Eggers. He's a professor at NYU's Stern School of Business. But Eggers says Apple's not some cupcake shop built on a fad. He thinks Apple's specialization is actually a strength.
More focused firms tend to be more innovative. They're able to better understand the consumers. They're able to invest in a narrower range of technologies and be able to produce better and higher quality products by being more focused.
The iPod, the iPad, the iPhone. Ramon Lamas with the market research firm IDC thinks Apple will come up with the new hot products of tomorrow just as they have in the past.
If there's one thing that you learn about Apple over the years, don't bet against them.
Or at the very least, wait and see how the Apple Watch does in the spring. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.